Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. A reported shooting occurred in Ramsey on Friday morning. According to a report from the Fayette County State's Attorney's Office, the Fayette County Sheriff's Department was called to a reported shooting at a residence in Ramsey early Friday morning. A victim was taken to the hospital for treatment. The incident is still under investigation by the Fayette County Sheriff's Department, the Ramsey Police Department, the Secretary of State Police, and the Illinois State Police. Do you have local news? Visit our website at effinghamradio.com and click the Submit Local News button. For more local news, visit our website or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop. Cook County's soda tax isn't just costing consumers in the Chicagoland area penny per ounce. It could also cost the state as a whole $87 million in federal food stamp funding. Retailers aren't supposed to charge food stamp recipients the extra tax. If they do, the county said that they can provide refunds as a workaround. Chicago Tribune reports the USDA told the state it could lose out on federal funds if the policy's not corrected. Over the last year, farmland values in the northern half of Illinois increased 1% for the second quarter of 2017, while in the southern half of the state, values decreased less than 1%, according to two different Federal Reserve banks. Illinois split between two of the country's 12 Federal Reserve regions, with locations in Chicago and St. Louis. And Illinois and 31 states are settling with Nationwide Mutual Insurance over a data breach that happened in 2012. The total settlement's $5.5 million. Illinois will get more than $280,000. This is Illinois Radio Network.